CBD, it is a compound in cannabis that does not get you high, but it could have some therapeutic properties. Suddenly, it seems you can find CBD just about everywhere. It's everything in from supplements to soda. And coming soon, it could be in your next hamburger. Carl's Jr. says the fast food chain is testing a CBD-infused burger at one of its Denver locations this month. We're going to talk more about that. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with reporter Kristen Nichols with Marijuana Business Daily. Kristen, thanks for talking to us this afternoon.
I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I have a really basic question. I thought the FDA prohibits adding CBD to food and beverages. If so, how is Carl's Jr. getting around that?
You're absolutely correct, and that's what's fascinating. They have said over and over and over again, no CBD in food, no CBD in food, and you're seeing people pushing that and saying, come after me. And that's what's happening in Colorado. In Colorado, there's a law that directly conflicts with federal law here and says you can put it in food. And so we're going to see. This is a one-day experiment, and I think they're clearly testing the waters for a national rollout.
Yeah, that's really interesting because I could see a smaller entity, a local entity, trying to make a point here, but Carl's Jr., a national chain.
Right. There's weird franchise agreements where some franchise owners do have a little control. There's definitely, that's not the first. There's definitely, you're seeing, like you said, local independent pizza stores and burger shops and all kinds of people putting CBD in things you never would have guessed. What you have here is a franchisee looking for some attention and inviting the feds to come after them.
And also, as I understand it, Carl's Jr. is one of the fast food chains. It's not publicly traded, right? So it's theoretically insulated from getting some of that blowback from investors?
It's hard to say. The danger is to look like you're out of touch, and you want to look like you're trying new things. Also, again, there's a weird franchise model where you have some control over what you sell in your store. This is a kind of a famous story in the history of franchises. The McDonald's fish fillet sandwich back in the 50s was kind of brought by kind of rogue franchise owners, and McDonald's did not want to sell it, but some franchises in kind of Catholic neighborhoods just started doing it anyway. So there's definitely a backstory here of franchised owners pushing the boundaries of what they want to do in their shops.
I want to ask you about CBD benefits, such as they are claimed, and such as they are in terms of scientific proof. I mean, some folks are saying, look, this is becoming a snake oil property that is supposed to be able to do everything for you.
That's a fabulous point. No one knows really what it can do, and certainly in different delivery systems, it's all buyer beware. We're not seeing a lot of reports of people getting sick, but we're also it's hard to make sense of. Everything is kind of eye of the beholder in terms of what it does for you. You're right, people are claiming all kinds of crazy benefits from this stuff. How much of it is real? How much of it is just kind of a placebo effect? Certainly, like in a hamburger delivery, we'll see.
Do we know how Carl's Jr. is going to market it for this rollout? What are they going to make any claims about it, or what the tagline, the advertising on it?
This is another interesting thing about it. They're timing it, of course, for 420, the noted marijuana holiday. Although CBD producers, and it's a Colorado company making this stuff from hemp, really want to not be associated with their marijuana cousins. Although you see, obviously, Carl's Jr. here, they're calling it the Rocky Mountain High Burger, kind of really playing on that and selling it on 420, really embracing that conflation. The hemp industry would like to think that they're a totally different outfit than their marijuana cousins, but you can see consumers don't necessarily see it that way.